through this whole fucking village. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest night. Moody River, your muddy water took my baby. All right, Nomsofters. Operation MacArthur is here. It's happening this week. All this build up all year, it's finally coming. So here's a half episode, or I like to call a half episode, on the final thing you need to do and prepare for this event and what to expect on your first day. We covered that a lot in the 2-hour special, but here's just a quick reminder, just something to listen to on your way up or, you know, once this is released. So let's begin. Just a quick reminder, if you are not at this point, start drinking water. It takes about a day or two for all the water you drank to affect your body. So start now, drink some Pedialyte, bring Gatorade for at the event or whatever, but that's not going to help you, prior. So drink Pedialyte, stock up on water, drink until you can't drink anymore. We can't even stress this enough. Just drink water. The weather is not going to be as hot as it was in July and June, but you're still going to be active. We're going to be patrolling a lot. We have a lot of gear on. Just hydrate. That's it. Just hydrate. Another final reminder, and I'm only going to say this once because we've, repeated ourselves a million times. Everyone needs to shave, whether you're NVA, Viet Cong, or 173rd, you have to shave. Regulation mustaches if you want any kind of face art. But yeah, everyone's got to shave. So let's jump into a quick timeline prior to the event and before the event. And that's starting Thursday, which is the unofficial immersive day. Where we'll be spending a lot of time setting up the base and getting ready for the event. So the gates will open at noon Thursday, where we'll start to build the base and put together the NVA camp and have the NVA start to prepare their positions. So that, if anybody comes early, we're grateful for that. Takes a lot of work and it's a lot of people to put all those tents up. It's like putting up a circus. If anyone's seen the beginning of Dumbo, it's very similar to that. Just a whole bunch of people putting up big tents. So after that, hopefully we get those tents up and everything we need to get done pretty fast with the amount of people that say they're coming. We're going to have a quick, hopefully about 2-hour training session with one of the platoon sergeants. And we'll go over a few things, just basic things to get you ready for the weekend. And then Thursday night, we'll have the good, the bad, and the ugly as the movie playing in the Bamboo Viper. So that's Thursday night. Hopefully everyone can rest after all the hard work everyone did. And then Friday is the official start day. The gate opens at 0800 hours. That's 8 o'clock in the morning. So between 8 o'clock in the morning and 12 noon, if you arrive in any of those times for each side, you're fine. That gives you plenty of time to register and report for duty, set your gear up any way you want, find a bunk, find the NVA camp if you're NVA. And then, we start to get into the immersive aspect of the event. But before that, we need to brief everybody on the rules. So that's going to be at 1300 hours. That's 1 o'clock. I really, as the producer, want to have both sides briefed at the same time. But if we have to do it split like we did last year, that's okay. But I really would like the rules briefing done together. So then at 1400 hours, that's 2 o'clock, the Pavin operation briefing will start. Chris Johnson will start briefing them on what he expects for the weekend and what the first mission objective will be on Friday afternoon into the night. The USGI operation briefing will begin at 2:30 or 14:30. We'll talk about the Operation MacArthur and what our unit is expected to do. Then the operation itself, Operation MacArthur, will officially begin with the first patrols going out from the base, where the NVA should already have been out there all day. Should begin around 3:30 to 4 o'clock. I give that range because I don't want to be out any later than 4 o'clock, because as an event producer and as the company commander, we're going to need a decent amount of time to finish our objectives for Friday. So that all leads back to getting to the base on time, and that's before 12 noon. If you get there after 12 noon, you're late, and I can't promise that we'll wait for you. That's, you know, there could be 40 to 50 people waiting for you. We're not going to do that. So let me quickly talk about your experience when you arrive at the MP gate, where I know we touched on it on the two-hour Come Correct special, but Ferrucci didn't seem to get it. So I'll repeat it again with less people on the radio show, and should hopefully be a little clearer. So you arrive at the gate, and you're going to present the document at the end of the Warnord to the MP at the gate. And you should also have a signed waiver with you. Okay? Now, you can hand in your signed waiver to the MP, or if worse comes to worse, he'll provide you with one. But you know, for the immersion, you know, the GIs have an order that says report to this base, and the NVA have like a civilian pass to get through the gate. You will then be directed to the motor pool area. If you're NVA, you'll dump your gear at like an NVA rally point, which is on the other side of the motor pool, where the GIs will have their supply dump, where they can, you know, drop all their bunk gear off, all their, you know, their weapons and that kind of stuff, and they can go park their car, so they don't have to lug it all the way up from the motor pool area. We really would love if people dressed in at least their uniform, so that's like their boots, their pants, you know, their trousers, and like a t-shirt or whatever in their cars, and then came up and report for duty like that. And then at that point, hopefully, if it's all done right, you guys don't have to leave the base back to your car, or at least the rally point back to your car. You should have everything out ready to go. So with that, you're going to report for duty at the tent, so both the NVA and the GIs will report at the TOC in the base, and they'll just basically check in, get all the swag or whatever shirts they've ordered, and they'll be sent on their way. The NVA will then go back to the rally point and start lugging their gear into the quote-unquote jungle of Dock Tow, where they'll link up with their command and find a spot to camp at their camp. The GIs will get assigned a bunk and go back to their supply dump and basically move all their stuff into their bunk for the weekend. And that's really it. And then we're going to inspect your gear. We'll inspect your gear at the rally point for the NVA. Chris Johnson or myself will be there. We'll, you know, take a look and make sure everyone's squared away. And then the GIs will, you know, suit up prior to the briefing for the operation. And we'll go, you know, we'll get into formations, get all the squads together, because I know a lot of guys haven't, you know, done this together yet, so we'll have to find some kind of unit cohesion quickly. We'll basically run through the squad leaders will check their guys, and then the platoon sergeants will check their guys, and then platoon command and company command will, you know, do one final sweep. But everyone should be good. You know, we had a lot of conversations in the groups and the chats for this event, and with, you know, all the planning groups and the platoon chats, the NVA planning group. So I just want to put on record, I know I made an announcement in the GI group, but we really do appreciate everyone's efforts, and we know people asking questions is them trying to get our standards right, and we understand that. We're really happy that everyone's coming. The numbers are amazing. This is going to be a really special event, and I think we've really done what we've tried to do, and that's in terms of bringing the overall quality of impressions up. And like I said, as myself, all this work I've put into it, I can't be any happier as of right now. Maybe the event will be a disaster. I'm banking on it not. I put so much work into it that I hope it covers everything. And that's it. Rain is scheduled to be sporadic, so prepare for that. That's nothing different than any NomSoft event that we've done. We are going, rain or shine, guys. Don't puss out because it's going to rain. Bring a poncho. It's not that bad. It's not going to be super hot. It's not going to be super cold. So everyone should be prepared at this point. I know a lot of the beardos may not be used to having a breeze on their face, but they'll survive. And, you know, we're thankful again for the guys who are attached to their beards shaving. I still have to shave myself. I'm going to shave tomorrow night, so that's Wednesday. I'm going to be shaving. But that's it, guys. This is, like I said, it's going to be a really quick episode. Just letting you know what to expect when you arrive. Hopefully you're listening to this on the way up to the event. All right, guys. See you out in the bush. Take care.
Come wreck. Moody River.